Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
48% of young people are not invested into their 401k. And the clip got a lot of reaction online. And then a lot of people was saying, well, the reason why we don't invest in our 401k is because it's a scam. And the 401k only gives you, 3% a year. We could do better in the stock market. We don't need to invest in a 401k, a variety of different things. And then we actually ran into her this weekend And we had a conversation about it. So I thought that it was interesting, but you know, I do think that it is important to have some level of responsible conversation about a 401k, being that I used to be a financial advisor. So you might be disappointed, as I am a radical person, but I'm also a responsible person. So it's my duty.
So I got to be the devil in this conversation. Yeah, I got sure. you.
It's my duty to add some gotcha. Level of responsibility to this. Okay, where do I start? 401k is not a scam. It's not a scam.
Does it under-deliver on the return on investment that a person should receive by investing in it?
Well, that's the thing, right? 401k is not, it's not like a one-size-fit-all. There's a variety of different 401ks. So depending on who your 401k provider is, you usually have anywhere from 6 to, I've seen up to 100. That's on the rare side, anywhere from 6 to 25, 30 different options of how you choose to invest your 401k. You have different options of how you choose to invest your 401k. So it is not like a set thing of like you're only going to get 3%. Now, you usually cannot have a self-directed 401k. Sometimes you can, but very rarely can you have a self-directed 401k. So you can't invest in like Apple stock. You can't invest in Microsoft, but you can invest in the S&P 500. You can invest in different, you know, a growth fund, an international fund. And we talk about investing in funds is actually a better way to go about stock market investing than investing in. But look, outside of that, I've made money in 401ks. Like I said, I was an advisor. I've seen people with $2 million, $3 million in their 401ks. It's not a scam. You can make a lot of money in your 401ks. It's a form of investing. It is great to lower your tax liability. Right. And if you're a business owner, you could put even more money into the 401k plan. So it lowers your tax liability. So you save money on taxes. Now you get taxed when you take the money out. But if you have a Roth 401k, there's a Roth 401k, just like there's a Roth IRA. The Roth 401k allows you to put money in. You don't get tax savings, but it's tax free when you take the money out, just like a Roth IRA would be. But it allows you to put more money in than a regular IRA would be. So it's extremely important to diversify, guys. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but there's nothing wrong with saving for your retirement. Retirement's not that far away. The age, 59 and a half, is not that old. Like, you know, it's crazy. I still look 17.
You feel 17, right? But it's not that far off.
But I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
Next week. No, I'm almost 40. So
he's not claiming it yet.
I mean, I'm not 40. I'm 40 next week. So I say that to say 40 years happen pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So before you know it, God willing, I'll be 60 pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Right. It's not gonna be too long before I'm 60 years old. So I think it's important to save for your retirement. The 401k does provide you a vehicle. And if they match, if your company matches, that's even better, because that's even free. That's free money. So, you know, it's like I said, should you put every single dollar that you have into your 401k? No, that's not advisable. You can do other things. You could be more risky. You could have, you know, different allocations. But I do think that it's important to save for your future. And most people don't have retirement savings. So when you get to that point in time, you know, you're faced with limited options if you haven't planned earlier in your life. So guys, it's not a scam, guys. Mm-hmm. Not a scam. Take advantage of it. Now, stay on top of it. Make sure that you know, are invested the right way. I talk about target date funds. I like target date funds. It changes and becomes more aggressive as you get close to that target date. Like if it's like a 2050 or 2060 fund, it goes off for the year that you're planning on retire. Like I said, you can usually invest in like an S&P 500. You can usually invest in, you know, international growth stocks, small, mid-cap. It gives you a variety of different options. So you want to kind of look through it, or maybe sit with an advisor to kind of help you go through it. But be mindful. Be mindful. Don't, you know, go with just something that you heard and you're not fully aware of what you're actually doing.
Yeah, I think the broader point, people are frustrated with the return that they're receiving, but this is why this show is created. So continue to invest on your own, pour into your 401k, like you said. And the way inflation is going now, you're probably going to need to double down these next 5 years on investing in your own personal accounts. Seeing what the cost of mortgages are now, the cost of rent is now. Even Nike, like I remember when Nike were the luxury shoe brand, they're almost a value shoe. Nike, y'all need to call Kanye and Don C. Shout out to the Midwest. Y'all ran the Don C retro play into the ground. Revenue's dry. Mark Parker.
Shout out to Don C. We saw him this weekend.
Yeah. Like, call Don. Don may have some ideas for you. But if you want better returns, you have to remember this. Nobody's going to care about the return on investment that you receive or how much money you accumulate in your life but you.
And also, so I'm reading comments. So you should definitely roll over your 401k if you leave your job to an IRA. That's beneficial. Yep. The 401k is for for-profit organizations, or 403b is for nonprofit organizations, but they're very similar. They have similar type of options available to you. So if you're a teacher or if you work in a hospital, you might have a 403b, or you might have a tax deferred annuity, a TDA. But they're all kind of very similar to each other. As far as what you said, somebody says, what about the fees involved? Yeah, I mean, there's fees for sure. It's managed money though, but the fees is not going to be 20%. Hedge funds charge 20%.
Yeah, ridiculous.
To get, you could have watched Market Mondays and made more money than what a hedge fund would charge you. And the hedge fund charging you 20% of profits. So, I mean, there's no free lunch, but I mean, I think we're arguing over something that's not really, in the grand scheme of things, if you're looking at a 75 basis points, that's a 75% of 1%. Is that going to make or break the situation? Probably not.
No. They said Knight need to call Trump, the Trump ones.
Y'all going about it?
We're going to talk about the Trump ones.
Okay.
We will talk about the Trump ones on Blackout.
They're calling them out of air treasons.
We will talk about
that boy gotta pay that fine.
Some air treasons.
Let's give him one topic that might be a blackout topic that we could talk about here. Single women own more homes than single men. And this is something that's been floating around the internet for a while. I saw like Keanu Watson posted it and Matthew Garland, he posted it, and all the real estate people posted it. Single women are a higher home ownership rates. Mm-hmm. Than single men.
Any ethnicity?
Any ethnicity, but it's even higher for Black people.
That is true for home ownership, college degree, a bunch of other things as well. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But ironically enough, I think not income. I still think
I left wages out.
Black men actually earn more. Men across the board still earn more money than women. Even though women have higher degrees, they're getting degrees at higher levels. Mm-hmm. Their homeowners at higher levels. Variety of other things.
I think executive positions as well.
Well, every like professional position.
Yeah.
Men still are at much higher levels than women. Okay, so let's talk about that situation.
Ladies, don't let no man ask you what you bring to the table if you don't have no table of his own, and don't own a house. Y'all say I'm pandering, so I'm gonna turn up the pandering shit on y'all this year, okay?
Wait, can I put my hood on?
Go ahead. Blackout time? Those are my thoughts.
Preview.
Yeah, those are my thoughts. Don't let no man ask you what you bring to the table and you're on your house, Tyreek. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Clip this one up. I'm going for Derrick Jackson. I don't care what
Derrick Jackson. So, listen, guys, I don't think that. That's the best way to go about it.
That's the way I'm going about it. What? Okay. When he asked you what you bring to the table, let me see the deed to the house, my boy.
I don't think that's the best way to go about it.
Panda is pandering.
Panda is pandering. Here's the thing. So I think that it's an interesting situation.
Are you taking a rational approach?
For sure. Gotcha. I think it's a variety of different factors that go into why women might be a higher home ownership. It's interesting. A lot of times men may have more financial obligation.
Absolutely.
When you look at, you know, the child support system, right?
Finish. I got a question for you.
when you look at potentially having to provide for other people. A lot of that times, you know, women, you know, provide for other people as well, but the man might have, you know, other financial obligations.
It's like the whiteout answer, though.
Look, man, I'm
No, look, that's not black. I ain't gonna let y'all do this.
No, keep going.
But I want to. No, I just want to interject really quickly because this might be a tie. Did y'all see Killer Mike's thoughts about child support?
We're gonna talk about child support on Blackout.
Okay, okay. I just want. All right.
We're gonna talk about child support. Will be covered on Blackout.
Gotcha.
But I just feel that I feel like this is a dangerous conversation because it's one of these conversations where it pins men against women.
I agree.
And I don't think that that's the most productive thing to do. I do feel that everybody should bring something to the table. Now, home ownership is good, but it's not the deciding factor. I've never dated somebody and asked them if they owned a home. Gotcha. That was never a deciding factor for me personally.
Yeah.
Right. If you got a good career, if you got ambition, if you do
what are the qualities you are looking for? No,
the real question. Like,
oh, you good boy.
So like. This is for both of y'all. We should do this now, but I would be interested in like, well, what are the questions that we are asking as we're dating? We should add that.
Well,
to the
we also well. Live in an economy where it's becoming increasingly harder to become a homeowner.
That's true.
Very true.
Even if you make a lot of money, it's still becoming increasingly harder to become a homeowner. And is home ownership even worth it at this point in time?
We had an argument about
Wall Street Journal put an article out that said that, you know, now it's actually more beneficial to be a renter than to be a homeowner.
Or could that be propaganda for us to have home ownership or strive to it?
That's not like
that. Right. If we just talked about the statistics about the appreciation over the past 8 years going up 80% and us not having homes, then we don't participate in any of that.